Golf Smarter Premium number 547, published on July 5, 2016. And there's still more to learn about how you can win a custom-fit high-heat driver from Knuth Golf. Discovering exotic, interesting, and unique golf destinations in the world and hiding in the U.S. with two different guests.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Mark.
Thank you, Fred.
It's great to have you on here. So Golf Smarter has been around as a podcast for just over a decade now. And I've been really lucky because we've taken a couple trips together with some listeners. We've been to Scottsdale. I'm wearing my shirt today from our Scottsdale trip in 2011, the week after the Phoenix Waste Management Phoenix Open. So all the grandstands were still up. We had a great time. But my favorite one to talk about is when we took our trip to Prague. We had listeners that came from Slovakia and Germany and the Czech Republic and Great Britain, and even some from the States as well. We had one gentleman who signed up to come from South Africa, but then when he told his wife, she went, "We have plans that weekend. We can't go." But I was really excited to see someone from South Africa. So I'm really curious about golf travel.
Sure.
I'm fascinated by it. Tell me about Perry Golf.
Perry Golf, Scottish company, founded in 1984 by two Scottish brothers, Colin, Gordon Dalglish, who were accomplished amateur players. They created the industry in a lot of ways. In 1980, prior to 1984, a lot of the travel to Scotland and Ireland was do-it-yourself. They started a tour operator, which meant soup-to-nuts service, arrangement of all the tee times, the local transportation, lodging arrangements, airfare, and what have you. And now there are there are umpteen number
operators
now. Five or six that are probably the key players over the years. And we've enjoyed the success as one of the probably top brands. It has expanded now, the industry and ourselves. Still are based in the business to Scotland and Ireland, groups of men. But now we offer 12 destinations, and we offer also probably the largest, most diverse selection of couples tours.
Wow.
So two types, two ends of the equation there. The golf guys, you know, has been are groups of 4, 8, and 12, and they play golf every day. And they primarily go to Scotland and Ireland. The couples, though, is worldwide. It's South Africa, New Zealand, Australia.
And these are golf trips for
these
couples.
These are golf trips. And they're different kinds of golf trips.
And you're talking about a couple versus multiple couples on a tour?
How it can go either way.
Okay.
Depending on the program, and we have several. The custom tours we offer can be 2 people, can be 20 people. And they are created based on personal preferences. We take the input. They tell us if they know where they want to play, where they want to stay, what they want to do. We make the arrangements. If they don't, then we'll put a program together for their approval. But when it comes to a couple's trip, it's equal parts, by and large. It's not the golf thing every day. So in South Africa, for example, it's a safari for 3 or 4 days. It's a couple of days in the winelands. Couple of days sightseeing in Cape Town, New Zealand. It's, of course, all the natural beauty, wine again. Italy, it's the sights, naturally, and it's the food. And really complementing that, and really what has brought us here to ING this week, has been our development of a portfolio of cruises. And that's kind of the magic word.
Really?
When it comes to couples travel.
Okay.
And it's good for men and women. If both of them play, or even if one play, and the way it's turned out, it's been interesting, that about 80% of those bookings are men and women playing. But if the lady doesn't play, she's got a cruise to enjoy. So everybody, there's something in it for everybody. So that's kind of the niche we have now. We're one of the few providers of both the guys' trips and these couples' trips. And we see it, and it's probably 6 or 8 years into the making. And we see this as a real growth opportunity because the ladies, by and large, over the years, really haven't been served by a trip they enjoy. I mean, they may know the Perry Golf name, for example. But if they do, it's probably because their husbands traveled or friends, and They know the story when they come back and they play in golf every day. And that's not her kind of trip. You know, she wants some castles and she wants some gardens. And
well, when my when we went on the Prague trip, my wife wasn't playing golf at the time. Mm-hmm. She doesn't play that much now, but still, you know, she was not a golfer. So while we were playing golf, and we set the trip up so that if you could bring a spouse or a partner that doesn't play golf, that we had activities for them as well.
Sure.
So we did spas, touring, shopping. I think those would probably be the three primary.
On any given day, right?
Or on any shopping, given day, right. Yeah, spas, shopping, touring, museums, that's part of the touring thing.
Right.
But yeah,
right.
those kind of activities while we know, are gone for the afternoon to play golf.
Well, the beauty of it is now, in terms of worldwide golf, quality golf is everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere you want to go.
That's true.
There's a great
and
golf
expanding.
Course. By and large, and you're right, it's where it's growing. Italy is a great example.
Really?
Fantastic. It's one of the most current examples of improving their golf product, primarily in Sicily. Tuscany's got it too, though. And so now, and the standards are high for these people. They're members of clubs, of nice clubs. And so their expectations are high for the quality of their golf and the quality of the whole experience, of course. But now they can be equally impressed on both sides, the golf and, of course, the destination. So it's a perfect storm of international golf travel for us. And we've seen impressive growth with this on the couple side. The golf guys, you know, has always been going on, always will, and it'll always be the part of the business that drives the bus. But it's exciting to get out into some other places, Italy, New Zealand, Australia. In Australia, where Gordon Dalglish has just returned, his praise for Australia is impressive. He considers it one of the top three destinations in the world. And you can imagine that, you know, back in the day, there was a lot of British influence.
Sure.
So you've got New South Wales, you've got Melbourne, Kingston Heath, and now they've built in Tasmania, Barnboogle. And now they've built on a remote island between Melbourne and Tasmania a club called Cape Wickham. And it's on King Island, I believe it is. And unbelievably, in my view, is that when it opened last year, Golf Digest already ranked it the 24th best club in the world.
Wow.
Golf Magazine hasn't even ranked it yet.
Huh.
So it's a spot. It's a bit of a hike. But golf is quality as anywhere you'll find it in the UK and very similar to a lot of the golf in the UK.
Yeah.
So there you go. I
and
mean,
Asia seems to be.
Asia's
we
fantastic.
Just actually did a program, and I brought it up at the conversation yesterday about this course in Thailand, Nikanti, with the three sixes.
Okay.
Versus,
I heard about it. Well, that's a great point. We will be operating our third escorted tour to Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam in 2017, and we've sold that out every year.
Really?
And that's a great point. Even there, in fact, that's an unusual escorted tour. And what that means is it's a fixed departure and it's a limited number of people. And it's primarily or really exclusively directed toward couples. And that's a case where if you're a twosome, you can join that group of 20 and 24 and enjoy the benefits of meeting new friends and the economies of scale for the cost. And we've done one now in Italy that sold out for this year. We've got the Southeast Asia. We've got an Australian program about to launch. And so that kind of gives people that don't travel with a larger group the chance to meet new friends and see these phenomenal destinations. And it works that way with the cruises, too. If you're a twosome, you just, you know, sign on for the cruise. And the cruise groups can be as big as 220 that we had with Azamara. For the Open Championship at St. Andrews in 15. Our program this year to Troon has got about 110. The cruise for next year to Birkdale is just getting started.
Sure.
But that's all about cruises. It's all about couples. And that's kind of why we've come is to kind of connect with some of the ladies of the golf ladies of the world. So
I'm not trying to nail down anything specific. If you can give me general broad numbers, what is the amount of time to book in advance for a trip? You know,
good
if you're going to be doing a good trip overseas.
Good point. Well, a lot of factors, or a variety of factors. Primarily, these trips are big trips for people's annual lifestyle. So in advance means you get a better chance for availability. So you can get the exact schedule you want. You know, the other destinations I mentioned, they don't really have the kind of traffic at all that Scotland and Ireland do. So your booking window for that can be a little later. Scotland and Ireland, though, it's easily, rule of thumb would be 6-8 months in advance.
At least, yeah, okay.
To make sure, and it depends on where you're going then. If you're going to St. Andrew, it's the earliest of, or you want to play Muirfield. Those are the toughest tickets in the country, so the earlier, always the better. And in the case of St. Andrews, we recommend that people kind of get their planning for in advance of August every year when there's the direct application that the Links Trust puts on. Muirfield's an early ticket, too. But for some of the cruises, one of the drivers on that is the availability of the suites. And our primary cruise partner is Azemera, and they have 44 suites, which come with butler service. And so if you want one of those, obviously the sooner the better. And the way it works out, it's kind of nice because the cancellation fee is like buttons. I mean, you can, within 12 months out, it's like $100. So there's no risk. And if you have to back out, it costs you $100. But you get the pick of the suites. So, but some of the other destinations, and for the escorted tours with a limited number of capacity, earlier the better, because they sell out pretty nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Good. So, website is?
Perrygolf.com.
Perrygolf.com. Very simple. Perry. Perrygolf.com. So interesting. So great to talk to you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Fred. Pleasure.
Stay tuned for information on how to win a Hi-Hee driver. But first, for premium subscribers only, here's another conversation about golf travel. But this time, we're going to learn about a location you don't necessarily think of when planning golf excursion. If you're interested in beautiful, challenging golf courses that have spectacular elevation changes, casino gambling, and a wide variety of accommodations and dining options, then maybe you should check out Mesquite, Nevada, just about an hour north of Las Vegas. Our guest is Cody Law of Golf Mesquite, Nevada. Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Cody.
Thank you. Appreciate being here with you.
Thank you very much. Tell me about your company.
So we are
Or are you an agency?
Well, kind of. We're kind of unique in that we're a marketing co-op based out of Mesquite, Nevada, and rather than all the golf courses taking their marketing funds and trying to just market their courses individually, they jumped on the idea about 15 years ago of all boats will rise together if we can just get more people here to the destination. And so I've been managing that marketing budget and the brand Golf Mesquite Nevada for about 10 years now. And then on the flip side, what we provide for the courses and the hotels that are part of the co-op are booking solutions. So we manage the website and the call center and offer booking engine vacations getaways to the consumers. So I go out and do the marketing, and then I provide the stay and play packages for the consumer.
You're in a state that has two significant destination areas in Lake Tahoe area.
Yeah.
And obviously Las Vegas. Where geographically is Mesquite in relation to them, those two cities?
So Mesquite it's 80 miles north of Las Vegas,
okay,
towards Utah.
Okay.
And really, there's not much between Vegas and Mesquite. It's open desert and kind of like an autobahn. Yeah. Every once in a while, you'll see a cop out there, but it's speed away.
So 80 miles could take you 45 minutes to get there.
Just depending on the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the traffic.
And how many partners in your co-op? I mean, how many?
It depends on the year because ownerships come and go of golf courses and of casinos. And when new ownerships and management come through, at times they'll pull out and say, I'd like to try this myself. But So far to date, everybody that's pulled out eventually comes back.
Oh, that's good.
So it's anywhere from 6 courses, 4 hotels, to we've been up to 10 courses and 6 hotels. But we ventured outside of Mesquite a little bit, where we have a course that's between Mesquite and Vegas. It's a Nicholas design. It's called Coyote Springs. And then we've got 2 courses in St. George, Utah, that are resort style courses that have been popular. And so we brought them on board about 8 to 10 years ago.
And how close to the Utah border are you?
Well, the border itself is only about 25 miles away.
Oh, so you're much closer to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So those courses, each course that we have outside of Mesquite only takes about 45 minutes to get to.
I see.
But the uniqueness about our destination, have you been to Mesquite?
I have not.
The uniqueness about our destination is the city is only 2 to 3 miles wide in circumference. Mm-hmm. We've got 7 golf courses within that region.
So then I guess the primary attraction to make Mesquite a destination is golf.
Yeah, it's golf and it's proximity, right? Because we have the casinos because we are in Nevada. So people...
You don't have an airport, I'm guessing.
We have a small one. Yeah. We get small jets that come in and out.
Private.
Yeah.
Okay, charter.
But most people will fly either into Vegas because it's cheaper to fly into Vegas. But St. George has an airport that Delta and United fly into. Some smaller planes.
And how far of a drive from there?
From St. George Airport, it's about 35 minutes.
Okay.
And from Vegas, it's just a little over an hour. But yeah, I mean, it's been a great experience to be there and promote the destination. But I would say our niche is proximity from where you're sleeping to where you're playing is so close. I mean, you can roll out of bed and be on the tee box in 10 minutes at any of the courses in Mesquite.
So where do your consumers primarily come from?
Depending on the time of year, they're all over. But our geographical concentration are the surrounding states. So Utah, Colorado, Nevada, California. Those states keep us afloat all year round. But the bulk of our prime time tee times are Midwest. Mm-hmm. So you have Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois.
Snowbirds.
Those are the guys that, you know, come February, March, and April, they're so mad because it's so cold, they want to come to 70-degree weather and hit the tee. So.
So you have 12-month-a-year golf?
Yeah, we never close. Well, in September, the courses rotate, shutting down for 2 to 3 weeks for overseeding.
Oh, wow.
But there's always at least one course
cooperatively.
Open.
Cooperatively?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great
There's
idea.
Always at least one course open in the month of September. So we have 2 prime seasons. One's the fall, one's the spring. Mm-hmm. And the fall is right after all the courses reopen in October. And then the springtime is February through May.
And is Mesquite at a different elevation? Where should I, of course?
We're at 1,700.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a lot of winter weather.
I wouldn't say it never snows.
Yes.
we supposedly have the 100-year snowstorm every 100 years, but in the 17 years I've lived there, it's snowed 3 times.
Okay, so for the next 300 years, we're not going to get any. This is perfect.
Statistically, that's what it's saying, but in our defense, the snow came down, but people were still golfing because it didn't stick.
Yeah.
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 So
that's phenomenal. So tell me about the courses. What are the rates to play? I would think that, you know, you're not paying the Las Vegas rates, I'm sure.
No, the most expensive golf course we have that I represent is around $140. And that's
reasonable.
The middle of March.
Yeah, okay.
But on average, they're $80 to $90 to play.
Okay.
So
that's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah, and the hotels, they're not the 5-star hotels you would get in Las Vegas or at like a JW Marriott in Scottsdale or something like that, but they're comfortable, and people like that intimate feeling at night to be in the casino and they can see their buddies there, whereas if you go to some of these other destinations, you probably won't see your buddies until the next morning on the tee box. So
if people want to learn more about Golf Mesquite, where do they go?
They go to golfmesquitenevada.com, or they can call our 800 number, which is 866-720-7111. And we specialize in customizing where you want to stay and play.
Okay, and it's golfmesquitenevada.com.
Correct.
Please spell mesquite.
M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E. Okay. And Nevada, all spelled out.
N-E-V-A-D-A.
Yeah. Nevada. We Nevadans say Nevada, not Nevada, like the rest of the country does.
I'm from California. I say Nevada.
Okay, you're Western. Yes. Oh. You've got it right. Yeah. Most Easterners say it.
Nevada.
Yes.
And you just want to smack them.
Yeah.
And it's mesquite, not mesquite.
Right.
Mesquite, like Nevada.
Yeah. Don't come.
Cody, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate
it. Great meeting you. Well, hopefully by now you've heard my conversations with Dean, the Pope of Slope Knuth, in episodes number 531 and 545. And if you haven't, I highly recommend that you go back and learn about the high heat drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids that were designed by Dean specifically for amateur golfers to get the ball in the air faster, go farther, and straighter. Aren't those three magic words you want to hear? Now, in case you're concerned, these clubs are legal for tournament play, but the big difference is that Dean has moved the COG, or the center of gravity, back in the club head so that when you make contact, you make solid contact every time. The reason I'm bringing up the high heat club selection today is that we have partnered with Knuth Golf at knuthgolf.com, K-N-U-T-H, knuthgolf.com, to give a brand new driver away to a lucky Golf Smarter listener. Just go to golfsmarter.com and click on the link for the contest in the featured section of our homepage. All the details about the drawing and exclusive Golf Smarter discounts are right there. Deadline to enter is Sunday, July 17, and we'll announce your name on July 19. Then Dean's partner, Steve, will get your specs, and the club will be custom-built just for you. Get more information at knuthgolf.com and see how the press has been raving about these clubs. Good luck. I hope you win. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and now Instagram at GolfSmarter. Subscribe to our Golf Smarter TV channel on YouTube and download the free Golf Smarter app for iOS or Android so that each new episode is automatically delivered to your mobile device. Or find it all at golfsmarter.com.